A gaggle of gays gagging on gossip, love, sex advice, and your questions. Produced and recorded in New York City, this is Ask the Boys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask the Boys, a roundtable show where we answer your cues so you can play with your A's. A show where we give it to you straight-ish with no chaser. Call into our show with your questions or comments. Our show number is 424-327-5282. That's 4243-ASK-ATB.
In this episode, we discuss the most recent addition to the Kardashian-Jenner dynasty, Kylie's daughter, Stormy. A man who accidentally contracted his third stomach parasite from rimming? Is this something we should start testing for? Or risk the bug? We dish on Trump's first State of the Union address. Christ, can he... Hello.
Oh, hey. My ride's here, guys.
All right, backtrack.
Yeah.
Christ, can the man read off a teleprompter or what? Why does he keep clapping for himself? Finally, we wrap up the show with a question about cheating on this episode of
Ask the Boys.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jordan. I like to have tea parties every Sunday with my girlfriends.
I'm Justin, and I'm only 500 calories.
And I'm Anthony. I'm that exhaustion you feel after doing acid.
Yes, speaking of acid, how was our weeks, boys? What did you guys do? Anything fun?
Actually, I've had a really weird weekend. I barely worked, and I was going to be super productive, but because of you guys, I ended up binging Grace and Frankie the whole time.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and it's so fucking good. I love that show. It's a really good show. Grace and Frankie is fantastic. Thank you, guys.
No. Did I turn you on to that, Justin, or?
I don't think you did. I think I just stumbled across it on the when it was first announced on Netflix, like the recently released.
Last time we talked about it, you called it Frank and Gracie. Okay.
Frank and Gracie.
That's our spinoff.
It's
I'm Frank, you're both Gracies.
I'm here for it.
No, that show is really nostalgic for me. Do you want to know why?
Why?
So when I was homeless living in New York, when I moved here, the first year I moved here, I was homeless, as you all know. Mm-hmm. And that show aired the very first year I moved here in 2015. And every time I watch it, I just think about that time that I moved here all by myself, alone and scared, sleeping on a couch at some random guy's apartment. Nowhere to go but up. And I'm still climbing.
Yes. Climb in there.
Well, yeah. What were you saying, babe?
So for me, I went, Patrick came up to visit us again. And
oh, Patrick,
I spent the weekend with him, and we decided to go to the Museum of Sex.
Ooh.
It's actually really, really interesting. We discovered several things. So there's a local artist in New York that actually searches Craigslist for just normal, everyday people and invites them to her studio so they could take naked photography with common household items.
Okay.
And what was really interesting was we were in this like art gallery and there's just dicks and vaginas like all over the place. But everyone's looking at it like they're at the Met. Like they're just staring at it like, oh, this is so intricate. And I was looking at this woman's art and it is a man. And you just can tell it's a man. You can just see the torso and the dick and that's it. You can't see a face. But he's like doing what looks like a push-up, but his dick and balls are going into a glass of orange juice. And I'm looking at this going, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, this is actually intriguing. And then I'm like, wow, I am one of those like early, like late 20s gay men in New York, like spending the weekend staring at a dick in orange juice, saying, oh, this is artistic.
Have you, Anthony, been to the Museum of Sex? Excuse me.
No, but I want to so bad.
I've been like twice. I'm actually a little underwhelmed.
Oh. Yeah, I was expecting a little bit more, but for what they had there, it was interesting. Do I think it's $20 to get in? Mm-hmm. Patrick still has a student ID from years back, so he got in like $2 cheaper.
I used mine too when I went.
Yeah, see, you fucking bastards. But I would say it was a good little visit, but I don't think it was worth the $20.
Right. I really think that they are lacking in the gay sex history.
Oh, that's how that sucks. And
that's what Patrick said, too. He said, you know, there's a lot going on here, but it's not really focused that much. They had a little bit about homosexuality, but like one wall. Yeah.
50 yeah. Shades of Straight.
Basically. So just to walk our listeners through the Museum of Sex. So in the beginning, it's open to the public. So in the front lobby area, you can buy like sex toys. You can buy books. You can buy playing cards like Kama Sutra style material, which is pretty cool. So they allow you to go in and just kind of like play around with that stuff. And then further to the back is where you would buy your tickets. And yeah, you walk through, and on the third floor, it's like a fuck machine, right?
Yeah, and you can get on, it's a bicycle that's like 15 feet long with this pole, and it's just a dildo going back and forth. They allow you to get on the bike and ride it, and as you ride faster and faster, it's going in and out. It's like, it's a off-the-grid fuck machine.
Cool. Well, it could be off the grid, it could be on the grid. I'm on it.
And speaking of off-the-grid fuck machines, Kylie Jenner.
All right, guys, it's baby hour at the show tonight. So recently, our fabulous Kylie Jenner, who I'm actually obsessed with, has delivered a baby girl with the American rapper Travis Scott. So they named this bitch Stormy Webster.
That's a stage name and a half.
She's ready. She's ready.
So I'm not like too on board with the name. I was kind of hoping that they would play with the whole K Kardashian like cave thing and name the baby starting with a K. But whatever. I'm not Kylie. I'm not making $20 million a year, so I'm not really up per se. So
well, I mean, you can only do like north, south, east, and west. You can't really do much more than those directions.
And apparently, a few days before Kylie was due, fucking Kim Kardashian popped up into her like delivery room with Chicago West.
Chicago.
Kim's new baby, Chicago West. And Wendy Williams actually called her out, saying that it was kind of unfair for Kim to steal her thunder. Mm-hmm. So I kind of agree with her on that a little bit. I mean, it is Kylie's day. I don't know why Kim has to always kind of burst in like, oh, here's my baby. I know you're giving birth and this is your time, but oh, look at mine. So, and I know that Kim did like a surrogacy too. So I think the Kardashian dynasty has always been very like interesting to me. It's like it's like America's royal family in a way. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, Christ. The queen did not have a sex tape, okay? The queen did not.
God! Also, she's been around forever. And I hate saying this, like, because I don't wish bad upon people, but I really hope the Kardashians are not around that fucking long. Christ.
I mean, so there's some new drama that has unraveled here. So Kylie and Travis, they had a huge blowout fight on the 5th. Oh, and there's been some drama going
like
on
yesterday?
About, yeah.
And they
the
just
sixth.
Popped this baby's still fresh and they're already fighting.
Yeah. So there's a huge debacle about custody. They're already having custody talks of the baby because they're not married.
Aren't they still together though?
I don't know of that right now. I think that they're kind of working through their problems, but the parents have yet to file any legal status regarding the custody.
Oh.
So that could change. And Travis and Kylie, this is a very similar situation to Scott and Courtney way back in the day when they had their three kids. So we'll follow up on this probably later on, but I think it's pretty cool right now what's happening.
With the exception of the fact that, you know, Courtney actually had a good head on her shoulders, the rest of them are just shit. So let's see where this goes.
Oh, I love Courtney.
Oh, me too. I mean, we got to think about Courtney. Courtney was the one that made it. Courtney went to college. Courtney was there before they became so famous that her mom was pretty much telling her, bitch, you better do something because we're about to be nothing. So Courtney actually went through real life before they became famous. And then, you know, all of this shit show began to happen.
Oh, no. Her fucking attitude is the best.
Oh,
she's so like nonchalant. Like, I'm Courtney. I don't give a fuck. I hate you. And
have you guys... God, Kim, you just can't walk into the delivery room and burst in while the baby's bursting out.
People are dying, Kim.
Have you two ever seen, I know I showed Justin this, it's called a Kim Kardashian. It's like The Sims, but it's a YouTube like a channel series of these people that created the Kardashians in Sim form, and they make fun of them. It is literally the best.
I mean,
ever.
The Kardashians are already in Sim form. Kris Jenner is controlling them. Kris Jenner is sitting there, and they all have little green diamonds over the head because Kris is the only one here that's literally. Kris is a public relations master.
Oh, she's
these
really
girls
good.
Aren't doing it on their own. It's all about Kris. Mm-hmm. And in fact, tonight we are drinking, what do you call it? Dark Stormies?
Dark and Stormy.
Dark and Stormy.
After Stormy Webster, in honor of her, we're having Dark and Stormies.
And notice how the drink doesn't have Chicago in the name. Bye, bitch.
So cheers to the Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, let me talk to our audience about how I made the Dark and Stormy. So it's probably not the right recipe. But in my mind, it's two shots of honey Jim Beam whiskey, a splash of cranberry ginger ale, and remaining lemon juice or lemonade. Mm. Sorry, lemonade. So it's actually pretty nice. It's a nice warm, like smoky feel. So I suggest you guys try it.
And speaking of parasites popping out of people, we have one going into somebody in this next segment. New Now Next is reporting an article they published earlier last week. It was a gentleman who ended up getting a gastrointestinal parasite from rimming another guy. And not only did he get it once, he got it, what did you say, three times,
guys. Trace.
Oh my God.
And then his boyfriend had it twice. Okay. So...
Wow.
Essentially, this guy was just going on and on and on in this article about how he's angry that doctors don't have this test for gay men when it comes to intestinal parasites. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, there was a big thing in the news of a gentleman who was eating sushi and got a 5-foot-long tapeworm. So parasites are the hot topic. So first things first, are we all like rimmers here?
I love, okay.
What is rimming, first off?
Rimming.
Rimming. Mm, go ahead.
101. Rimming 101.
Okay. And scene. Okay, so now rimming 102.
All right, rimming 101 is
basically... The suspense is killing me.
It's a predominantly gay act or preference. I'm pretty sure heterosexual couples act in ass eating, but... To me, it's I think it's more commonly found in the homosexual community amongst men, where you just literally eat ass, and I prefer it. I know Justin likes to, you know, do oral sex, like, you know, suck penises, but I prefer eating ass. It gets me hard and ready. Like, I just love it, and the smell and like everything. It's just,
God, you're such a top.
I know. I don't know what it is lately.
See, I don't know. I love sucking dick. And I've rimmed. I like, you know, I've tongued a few assholes. Okay, I'm not going to fucking sit here and say I haven't. But I would prefer to get rimmed. I mean, I'll do it, but I would prefer to give you head. Like, if you're getting rimmed, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to fuck you. And that might happen. Like, it's okay. That might happen. But I'm usually a bottom. So I'd be like, rim me, bitch.
I came, I rimmed, and I Ubered back.
Basically.
Did you climax, honey? Because your cab's outside. Okay.
I always.
Wow.
So basically, this boy was like trying to warn the whole gay community, hey, it's very possible to get parasites. And I think what brought this to my attention, I actually had a straight friend message me this link, so I'm glad that Jordan, that you contributed for the show. And I said, my response to him was, well, that's why you don't have, you know, rimming unprotected. And he was like, what do you mean you can't do rimming unprotected? And I think people, like Jordan, you even like disclosed it before when I said, yeah, like a dental dam. And you're like, what is a dental dam? Like, dental dam sounds like something you get at the dentist's office. Do me a favor. Do not roll into your dentist and say, I'm here to purchase a dental dam, because they are going to fucking kick you out and call the cops.
Could you dam my mouth shut?
So, no. Anthony, do you know what a dental dam is?
You have to admit, sorry to interrupt, but you have to admit, it sounds like like a fucking dental, like a dental tool.
It's not, like, it's like something to straighten the teeth, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I agree, yes, but like a dental dam isn't that like it's a not blockage a for semen into the Pikachu?
It's not an anal retainer. Let's put it that way. Booty braces. No, so basically, ladies and gentlemen, what a dental dam is, it is basically a condom that's supposed to go over a vagina, so people can engage in eating out a vagina while not actually like opening themselves up to the risk of vaginal fluids. So the same thing can be used for an anus. You can take a condom, actually a male condom, cut it in half, and it becomes like a square sheet, and then you put it over the ass, and you basically eat ass, and they get the feeling of it, but your tongue is not touching their skin. So the chances of you getting a parasite or, you know, hepatitis or chlamydia or anything that could come with rimming is basically greatly reduced. You can also use, this is true, you can also use Saran wrap. So if you don't have condoms, break out that cling wrap and act like you're ready to wrap up some leftovers, because you're going to be diving face first into that man booty.
I could get on board with the Glad Press and Seal, but I don't think I could do I don't think I could do a condom, just because the taste of latex rubber just doesn't sound appetizing to me.
You know, we should get them as a sponsor. We really should.
I hate the taste of latex.
It's so gross.
Much.
It's so, yes. Yeah.
Like, even like flavor condoms, like, because the flavor runs out like in 2 seconds.
Right.
Like, ugh.
So, some advice as a as an active rimmer who has yet to.
I feel like we're in like RA, Rimmers Anonymous.
I think that I would just I prepare. So I make sure that I'm thoroughly cleansed, and I wash several times over and over again. And I give this advice to any practicing rimmer or receiver out there. Just make sure everything's clean. I know it's probably going to be, I don't know, if you have the parasite, it's going to be probably hard to, you know, prevent it from being on the butt. But you can try to take some certain measures and precautions, because I know that maybe it's probably definitely not safe to rim after fucking. I know it's hot. I know it's hot, guys. I know it's a hot thing, a hot piggish thing.
There's a lot going on after.
Yeah, so if you fuck and then you take out and then rim, that happens.
It's like, yeah, you know, I was thinking about what we said earlier. It's like, Parasite for Two. It's like Lady and the Tramp, but instead of a noodle, it's a fucking tapeworm.
And also, too, you just got to be careful, because they could, you know, if you're rimming them after anal, they could do what on you?
Defecate.
Evacuate.
Yep.
Booty alert.
Just booty alert. All over your fucking face. You just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think, like, if I rim, it's usually with somebody that I trust. I don't just do it with strangers.
Yes.
I really don't. See, here's my hierarchy. Just like a little sidebar here. If it's just a casual hookup, like a strange hookup, oral is usually like most that I'll do. Sometimes anal if I'm like really into the person, but if it's a stranger, very rarely. Now, if it's like a significant other or a partner or somebody I've been with for a while, like a boyfriend or something, I mean, I'm going to eat the booty like several bags of fucking groceries. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to fucking, I'm going to nut in your hair. I don't know. We're going to do some crazy shit.
Not my hair, bitch. Yeah. Not my hair.
So we're going to get you some conditioner. So it's like anything's possible at that point. We're there actually, we go. There we go. We're on camera and they were all like signaling to me and I was like about to wave back. Like, hi, guys. Apparently I was out of frame.
Real quick, speaking of, you know, since we mentioned the damn cameras anyway, are my eyebrows sisters or cousins?
You got some twins, girl.
Listen, they are as distant as Donald Trump and Melania Trump have been.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, wait.
They're gone! They're gone.
They get a prenup.
Oh, wait. Speaking of parasites, girl, don't you have some news on Trump?
Yes, we do. This week been crazy. So this week alone has been the State of the Union address, and he already had one of his typical pep rallies in Ohio. So, of course, the typical State of the Union address, we were going to go into like this full in-depth analysis. But right before the show, Jordan and I talked to each other. We're like, he's literally lied this entire show. So there was nothing that he covered that is really factual. Another thing, too, majority of the talking points were the typical, you know, circle jerk conservative, make America great again, taxes, jobs. My favorite part, literally the shade of CNN, the shade was so strong because Trump was quoted saying during his live speech, the stock market, and I quote, the stock market has smashed one record after another, going $8 trillion in value. Anyone who has a fucking brain knows that as he's delivering the State of the Union address, the Dow Jones is actually dropping 1,100 points.
I know. Oh, my God. Just
the largest.
Which is not funny, but like.
It's not funny, but it's so funny at the same fucking time because it was the largest stock plummet in 6.5 years. Christ. And CNN was shady because as they're delivering the speech and he's talking about like these the stock market being so great, they're showing a logo of the Dow Jones like bar graph just fucking plummeting in real time. And I was living for it. I was fucking living for it. But I think what his most controversial thing that he said this week, now, of course, the State of the Union address was Trump on teleprompter. And we know how that is. The man can read. So he sounded very, you know, presidential and he sounded very normal. But then he had his little event yesterday in Ohio where he was speaking to a bunch of factory workers that, due to the tax breaks, got a one-time $1,000 bonus. And he brought them all on stage and asked them what they would do with their, quote, thousands and thousands of dollars that they got, literally only 1,000. And, of course, they were saying, oh, I'm going to buy a house. It's putting it towards my kids' college, you know, shit like that. But then he started going off on a tangent about Democrats and how treasonous they were.
Right.
So I have a clip here of what he said specifically, as well as responses from others. So here's Trump.
No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death. And un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not?
Oh.
Can we call that treason? Why not? I mean, they certainly didn't seem to love our country very much. But you look at that, and it's really very, very sad. So we have to keep it going because this country is turning, and it's turning much faster. And I said I'm going to do it, but it's happening faster than I thought.
Wow. And, I mean, you know what else turns very fast? Shit, as it's going down the toilet. So, you know, I was watching this. This is actually airing live. I was watching it live on BuzzFeed. And my jaw dropped as I was watching this. Because for the United States president to call something treasonous, historically, people have been put to death for treason.
Yeah,
that's right. Not something that you do lightly.
Right.
Amen.
No.
It's not a joke. And everybody lost their literal shit. Republicans, Democrats. We actually have... See, they're losing their shit right now.
they can't handle it.
I don't know what's happening outside my building right now.
I bet you $10 that someone's Uber that has been sitting out there for 30 minutes.
Probably.
But I had to, you know, include this because we have a representative in the House of Representatives, ironically. His name is Hakeem Jeffries, and he's actually our representative here in Brooklyn. Okay. And he had this to say in a rebuttal, and I think it was so, like, perfectly, you know, script, like, just so perfectly written. So here's his response.
I rise today to make it clear that treason is not a laughing matter. It is a serious crime embedded in the Constitution, punishable by death. But since your commander-in-chief chose to raise it at a political rally, let's have a discussion about treason. Is it treason for a presidential campaign to meet with a hostile foreign power to sell out our democracy and rig the election?
Yes.
Is it treason for a presidential campaign to meet with Russian spies who promised information that was negative about a political opponent and then failed to report that meeting to law enforcement officials? Is it treason for your former national security advisor to be a Russian asset sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin? How dare you lecture us about treason? This is not a dictatorship, it's a democracy, and we do not have to stand for a reality show host masquerading as president of the United States of America.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Amen. A fucking man. Yes.
My God, gave me chills because it is so factual.
Very, everything that he laid out was very factual.
They were all yes or no questions, but sir, I will take D, all the above. All the above of what you just said. Oh my God, it was impressive.
Right.
So, but at the same time, this is a very sad state that this country is in.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really worried. I'm kind of like numb to the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? I used to be worried. Like
that's a shame, you know? Like we all are. This is the new norm, and it shouldn't be.
I don't have a president. We don't have a president, you guys. It's pretty relevant that relevant. What the fuck is relevant?
It is.
Prevalent.
That's what it is. It is so fucking crazy. It is.
Relevant. There we go.
Anthony, you're muted.
No, I like relevant.
I saw him going off. He was going in on Trump, and I said, we got to catch this. Anthony, you're muted.
Thank you. No, he's a real piece of shit. And I agree with what you guys said. Fuck Revelant. We'll make it a word just for him because it's absurd the state that we're in. It is absurd that we're talking about that he's talking about treason because it, like you guys said, like was just said, that's punishable by death. That's not something that you just say. It's absurd. I can't believe we have this fucking puppet as a president.
And he called them that because they didn't clap for him. Which if you historically look at every State of the Union address, look at Obama's last State of the Union addresses, every Republican did not stand or clap for him. I mean, this is normal. Parties will stick with their parties. The opposite party will pout and cross their arms. That's what happens.
Right.
But to sit there and say that that's hating your country? No. That's just hating this fucking orange butthole that isn't getting rimmed on our screen.
If he were, he'd be much fucking happier.
Exactly.
No, but I agree. It's fucking crazy. You can't be mad because they didn't fucking clap for you. Grow the fuck up. You're the president. This is not a fucking pop.
Well, no. He's a baby. You guys, he's a fucking big old green orange baby. Green with money. Green with money, orange with a suntan. Like,
he is every color that is discounted at Lowe's that nobody wants to fucking buy. So they put it on a flash sale so you'll paint your den with it, okay? He's every one of those colors.
He's every color you shit out when you eat something wrong.
And have a parasite.
A double parasite between you and your partner that you share.
So speaking of cheating our election system, cheaters.
All right, Anthony, cheaters. Take it away, girl. You just let us know. What's the question?
Our question for today is cheaters. Have any of you three cheated? If so, why? What was your thought process? Did you get caught? If so, did you try to work things out with your partner after? If so, if that worked, did it last? I'm just curious. I was recently cheated on. I want to hear different perspectives.
So, I will start.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've been cheated on and I've also cheated.
Huh.
Many times. Mm. Oh my God, I sound so bad.
Many times.
You wicked bitch.
So to this submitter here, my thought process was pretty channeled through my penis. I, you know, horny 20-something-year-old, we typically think with our dick before we think logically about certain things. And when you're on the prowl for sex or your boo is like not available, sometimes the apps become downloaded by mistake or you're out at a club and something happens and you don't really know what to do with it. So I didn't really think it through clearly because, I mean, I'm more and more becoming open to the idea of an open relationship. Mm-hmm. So I guess during the time I kind of figured that the significant other would understand.
Okay.
That I cheated. Cause I did get caught. I mean, remarkable. New York City has 8 million people in it, but, the gay community is rather small, and with social media at an all time high, it's even smaller.
Yep.
So yeah, I did get caught and I got caught hard, via like Instagram posts, texts, Grindr, like people on Grindr, like telling my boyfriend that I was on there, like all these, it was fucked up. Oh. So we did try to work through it. However, the lack of trust, ultimately, was the death of our relationship. So it did not last, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've learned from it. I'm kind of going into my next relationship with the idea of open at some point. So I don't think I would be so tempted to cheat on them anymore, but I would have that discussion very early on, for sure.
I would say for me, I've never cheated. And to my knowledge, I've never been cheated on. But I am at the point where I am always open. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Always open with communication with my partners because the last couple of relationships I've been in have ended because they didn't communicate with me or I didn't communicate with them. There wasn't much open communication. So I always go in with my number one rule for good or for bad is we got to talk it. We got to talk it out. We got to lay the cards on
the table.
We get whatever's tucked. Tuck we got to untuck it. Mm-hmm. And so to my knowledge, I've never been cheated on. But again, and I've given this show so much credit because I love listening to it. I love Dan Savage. I really do. And I love his perspective on cheaters because in America, there is this, if you're a cheater, you're a piece of shit. And you're like, it's like a prison sentence. It's a life sentence. And it's a cross you got to bear. It's your scarlet letter for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And Dan Savage says, you need to look at the reasons behind the cheating as to why it happened before you judge. And BuzzFeed posted on Facebook not that long ago about this famous country singer or whatever that was caught cheating on his girlfriend. And she hired a private detective and got the security tapes posted on Twitter, blew the fuck up, all yada, yada, yada. They got dumped. And of course, I jumped into the comment section and my only comment was, I'm not going to crucify this guy because I don't know the reasons behind it. I shit you fucking not. I had over 2,000 comments underneath mine accusing me of being a cheater, accusing me of being a piece of shit, saying that clearly Justin will be a horrible partner for the rest of his life. Just all this horrible shit. And I just laughed it off and I said, you know, half the people here don't even know my middle name yet know everything about my relationship status. And I said, how can I look into the private matters of a couple? And which is so intricate. A relationship is deep on so many different levels and cast judgment on something. You know, and the one thing that really stuck with me with Dan Savage was he had a caller that called in and said, I love my wife first and foremost, but my relationship is a sexless relationship for like 30 plus years. I don't want to leave my wife. What can I do? And he was thinking about, you know, an affair or something like that, but he didn't want her to find out because he knew it would kill her. I can't place blame on somebody for that. I can't. because he loves his wife enough that he wants to provide. And she provided 90% of what he needed. But that 10%, that sexual connection, is not there. And I don't think it's fair that this man is living the rest of his days either wifeless without the woman he loves or sexless.
Yeah.
So I can't, that type of cheating, I can't place blame on. I really can't, truthfully. Mm-hmm. So I've never cheated. I haven't been cheated on to my knowledge, but I don't look at it as a, you're a cheater, you're a piece of shit. Like, I don't look at it like that. Why did this person do what they did?
It's very mature.
I absolutely love that. Because I was going to go into the fact that there's several different types of cheating. You know, there's a cheating on the physical level of sexual intercourse. And then there's cheating on the emotional level. And either version of cheating is cheating. If you mentally, emotionally fall in love with someone else, even if you have not sexually interacted with them, you've cheated on me.
Good call out.
Yeah. That has happened. And I've been cheated on. I've cheated once or twice. I'm not very proud of it, but whatever. It's like what Jordan mentioned, you know, a moment in the club or something happens and just like, shit, something went too far and things happen. What I try to do is I try to communicate. I try to be open. If I find myself sexually attracted to somebody else, for me, I need to think on the emotional level. You know, where's the love? Who do I love? Who am I sexually attracted to? Why is there this disconnect? Can we fix this? You know what I mean? Because to me, honestly, I've had straight boyfriends. I have had boyfriends before that are married now with children that live in other countries, like whatever. Okay. And when I was
I don't even know you. What?
Oh yeah.
We should talk about that later.
Yes, Michelle. I'll show you the Facebook too. I live for him. He's a real sweetheart. And guess what? We still talk. A lot of me and my exes still talk, but physically I knew that this was a straight person going in and something happened in college. And, you know, we were together for a little bit, but during that time I told him, I'm like, you know, if you need to go get some pussy, go do it. You go that pussy. Go ahead. Because I don't have that shit. So I can't give it to you, but you sure the fuck ain't showing up with no other guy. And you're sure as fuck not going to be emotionally linked to somebody else. So I think there's layers and dynamics to cheating. And I think that the worst kind of cheating is the emotional love kind, where if it's like sexual, that's human nature. That's an animalistic thing. We get horny. We want to fuck. It doesn't always mean something afterwards. You've all had one night stands. We've all had sex with someone. And then afterwards you wake up and you look over and you're like, oh fuck. You know, we've all had that moment. So to me, it's not okay, but it's more okay and that emotional level of falling in love with someone else.
Absolutely.
I want to just ask a quick question to you two. So if you hypothetically you were cheated on, would you forgive and forget?
That goes back to me for physical or emotional.
I would have to have that conversation.
Physically cheated.
I agree with Justin.
If it's a physical cheat, I would say so. What was the driving factor?
This. You
know? Right.
Mm-hmm. And if it is it was a spur of the moment thing. I didn't mean to. I was drunk. I'd let it slide. You know, me, I am totally fine with being in a closed or open relationship. So I wouldn't see cheating as, again, disclaimer, because I can just hear people ready to furiously type. I don't see it as a one-size-fits-all label. So did you do it because you are tired of me and you don't want to be with me anymore, but you don't want to be ballsy enough to break up? Okay, then that's not okay. Let's talk this out and then see if we have to go our different ways. But if you did this because you're like, you know what? I want to spice it up. I want to do something strange. I would say, you know what? Let me know next time.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Look a strange together.
Yeah. I am fine with being in a relationship that if my boyfriend is like, you know what? Why don't we? It's like getting takeout that night. It's like, do we want? Like, what do we want? Bring something home. Mm-hmm. Slap it down on the table.
I love that. Let's
dive right in. You know,
I love the response.
eat my takeout.
90% of my relationship would be closed, but you know what? We're going to bring home a party favor, and we're going to dive right in.
Amen. Because guess what? Party favors are for everyone.
Because I'm, and you know what? If my partner was like, you know what? I want to be with you and just you. That's fine, too. But if they surprise me with like a, oh, you know, I cheated. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not angry. Let's talk about why.
That's a great mature response. I love that.
Both your, yeah, his response, you are mature. Because I fucking live for that. And I agree. Like, I would be a spaz-tastic bitch, even if it were physical. Towards the end, would it get to, okay, what really happened here? Yes. Will we stay together if it was physical? Yes. If it was emotional, more than likely not. Right. But for the moment, I would be a spaz-tastic bitch.
Like, one of my exes was a sex addict, and he dumped me, went with another man, and they got engaged, and he's cheating on this man. And I ran into him a year ago, and this we dated 3 years ago. He's still up to his same tricks.
Oh, my God.
And they break up, they get back together, and it's like I was able to identify his problem. He was a sex addict. He could not be in a relationship. He could not be committed because he couldn't
get a sex.
Settle. Exactly.
Oh, if I was his fiance, I'd be lemonading.
Well, and he even told me, he said, I have a problem. So I said, then you needed to work on that. And I'm not going to be here to help you with that.
Right.
But yeah, like, see, so I could look at that and say, you know what? This is trouble. I got to get out of it. Gotcha. But if it was somebody else and they were cool and they were laid back and they said, you know what? Like, let's just do something a little bit freaky tonight. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, boys. Let's move on. I have a little surprise for you out there. Anthony, where'd you go?
Oh, I love surprises. Oh,
right here. I'm right here, baby. I'm right here.
All right. So, as all of you know out there, Anthony and I are very, very avid watchers of RuPaul's Drag Race. I know, yes. Justin has yet to hop on this boat with us.
I'm like a gay man who watches football and just cheers when everybody else does.
Girl,
Jordan dragged me one night and I paid $12 to get in, didn't even have a drink in my hand and already wasted $12. And then everyone was looking at TVs and they were cheering and I just went, yay. And then when we walked out, you looked at me and you said, what did you think? And I said, I have no idea what I just watched.
Well, as all of you know, it is currently RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 3. Yes. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I wanted to bring it up because it's pretty prevalent in our community. So,
and this season,
Anthony,
has been epic as hell. Let's be real. This season has been epic as hell. We're in episode 2, so you should already know about episode 1 and Asha's duck walk. That shit was epic.
Oh my God, that. So let's do an update.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, who went home? Episode 2.
Motherfucking Thor went home. But
that bitch could not stop complaining.
Oh my God. She needed to go. She needed to go home last week. Like, she needed to be the first one home.
So I saw her at Bushwig recently.
Okay.
And she was great. Great personality. When she's not in competing mode, she's cool.
Gotcha. But when she gets into that,
she gets in her head.
Oh, she
And
does.
She's like, hey, I'm complaining. Things are not right. Everyone's against me. So I'm glad she went home. I think she's more of a comedic personality off camera.
I like that. I agree. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's bring up. Okay, Anthony, who are your top three? Who do you want to be on the top three?
Okay. Oh, that's hard. So honestly, mm-hmm. I have to look at all of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love Ben de la Creme. I do.
Me too. Oh my God. I love that bitch. She's so comedic.
So I live. Comedic, but with perfect timing. So good. I like her.
I'm afraid she's not mean enough. She needs to be a little bit more mean, mm-hmm. the mean bitch, to get to the top.
And I definitely see the top three. And just because, oh my God, she surprised me. I see it being Aja, Shangela, or Bibi Zahara. One, because I felt like this was Shangela's season. Until, because she came in the box, and you know how sometimes you feel like it's someone's season. Like, I felt like this was Hallelujah season. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But fucking Bibi Zahara Benet walked into that shit looking like Naomi Campbell. She fucking did. Not an over. I don't give a fuck what. Who was it? Was it Trixie or Milk? I don't give a fuck what they said. It wasn't overweight. She looked like Naomi fucking Campbell. Okay.
Right.
And
that hair, though,
that
too,
hair.
In the first. Oh, and that.
Like, oh, the makeup.
Whenever she was wearing that, like, romper. No, oh, what was that?
with the
kimono. Was it a kimono?
But she had like where she had the headpiece with the hat on. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, she gives me freaking life. And I'm gonna give it to I didn't like her season, but I'm gonna give it to Aja. She is turning it the fuck out this season. She's making me laugh. She's doing the dances. She's doing the death drop.
I kind of want to have her go home. Her or Milk?
Oh, Milk. I can't fucking Milk, stand sorry. Milk. Oh, yeah, Milk. Fucking Rue. Milk.
I don't. Milk.
Milk.
All right, baby. So my top three are Bendela, Trixie, and Shangela.
Oh, I love.
I'm a Trixie fan.
I like Trixie, but I do love Bendela and Shangela as your top. Like, I don't see Trixie being there, but I like Trixie.
Right. And who do you want to go home, baby? Who do you want to see leave?
I want Milk to go home.
Milk and Aja, yep. Same.
Like, all right. First of all, last fucking episode, bitch, you were crying because you were safe.
I know. Safe. What is wrong with you?
I have no idea. I don't know. I forgot what queen it was, but when they said, oh, honey, that's too many emotions for safe, I was like, yes.
Yes. But did I tell you guys one time that Aja hit me up on Grindr?
What?
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Anyway. And last but not least, Anthony, let's wrap this up real quick.
Yeah.
Because we're cutting close on time. What is going on at the end with the elimination? Is there a redemption, you think, happening? And what is going on with Alaska and... what's the fucking name? Chaddy. What's going on with them?
See, that's the thing. I definitely feel there's going to be a redemption. Rue's gathering the girls again, right? But I definitely don't think it's going to be the same twist as last season. I feel like Chad and Alaska are going to play a role into it. I don't think they're going to play a role just into like the finale and crowning the next queen. I think they're going to play a role into the redemption and into mm-hmm. the whole show, because they are prevalent through the entire, we're two episodes in, but it shows Chad and Alaska enough for them to not be queens in the season. It gives them enough screen time for me to feel that they're going to be a part of something big. I want something like that mirror scene from last season, that last All-Stars mirror scene.
Oh my god, that was crazy when they all were like,
was talking all we're that fucking, shit.
We're here, we're watching you, and like, Fifi O'Hara, she
jaw dropped.
And then she
dropped.
Was done. She was done.
Gagged.
You know, all these names, Thorgy, Bendela, Trixie, Milk, these are all perfect names for the next Kardashian child.
I think so.
We go full circle.
We do. We really do.
Circle jerk. Full circle jerk.
My mind is blown right now.
A little education for you.
Yes.
Wow. That's funny.
All right, Anthony, you want to wrap it up?
Yes, I will wrap it up. That about wraps it up for our 17th episode of Ask the Boys. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting service so you can download us every new episode as we release it. Trust me, you want us stashed in your pant pocket everywhere you go. Also, go ahead and follow us on Facebook. Justin, what's our Facebook?
It is facebook.com/AskTheBoyShow.
Ooh, and you can follow us on Instagram. And Jordan, what's our Instagram?
I'll make sure I get this right this time.
Please.
It's at Ask the Boys Podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. And you know, you can always follow us on Twitter, and that's at Ask the Boys. And guess what, bitches? We're on YouTube now. Ow! What's our YouTube channel, Justin?
I don't know, because YouTube used to give you a youtube.com/whatever. But this, I guess they changed their policies. I can't find us anywhere, but apparently people were finding us. So just search Ask the Boys on YouTube. Scroll through all the bullshit of the other people that aren't important on YouTube, and you'll find us, you know?
You'll find us. You'll see us there.
For the younger Gen Z crowd that don't have cable anymore, that are streaming their shit, you can find us on YouTube now. Just search Ask the Boys.
Also remember, if you're Generation Z, Z's the end of the alphabet. So you're like, you're the end of the fucking line.
Well, Trump's president, so it's the end of the fucking world. So it just makes sense that we just finish it off at this one.
I agree. Fuck it. We're done.
I mean, they're probably listening to us going, what's the microphone? Like, what is that? A Snapchat or something? Like, what else is that?
I've never seen a mic in my life. All my favorite artist lip sync.
Britney Spears who? What's the 90s? That sounds like a drink. So until next week, I'm still Justin.
I'm possibly Jordan. I'm not sure.
I used to be Anthony. Now I'm Anthony. And I can be your Latin lover for the evening.
And we are the three next adopted children of the Kardashians here on Ask the Boys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 424-327-5282. That's 4243-ASK-ATB.